The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is the Kick-Ass.
Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Here it is, your weekly rundown of all things WWE and professional wrestling. We've got a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about, and we've got a special guest who's always welcome on the show. He's been on the show many a time before. This is probably your five time. He's probably his five time. Five time.
Hall of Fame.
Five time.
Hall of Fame.
Five time.
You're actually Hall of Fame.
Five time.
You're actually Hall of Fame.
Five time. Kick Out podcast appearance. It's your boy Rival.
That was nice, man.
People like when Rival comes on because his opinion is very.
People love Rival, man.
You get straight down to business, man.
You know what, Rival? You're like our Capadonna to our Wu-Tang.
Yeah,
here in the
Thank
Kick
you,
Out.
Man.
You are a family member, man. You're an affiliate.
Or our big noise to Mob D.
Yeah, you are a big noise to Mob D.
So when the WrestleMania tickets come in, we got to remember this same energy. I need all of this. All of this.
Definitely.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah, man.
Because we're thinking the same thing. I'm joking. Anyway.
So, like, before we get into what we need to talk about this week, like, how is the product for you at the moment? How are you feeling?
I'm actually stocked up on wrestling tees, man. I advise everyone to go on the WWE Europe.
Sometimes I got the little vouchers in there.
£22.
I like the one you're wearing now.
Delivery. Yeah, man, I've got a few of these.
Explain the one you got on now.
The called Razor Ramon.
The bad guy.
A lot of wrestling t-shirts, they have this same like font where it's like just font across and whatnot. But yeah, man, I got a few of these, man. I got Chris Jericho, couple bits, man.
I wish you had on the back. We're going to carve you.
Or just a toothpick or something like that. Just a nice.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I advise everyone to go on the WWE shop because, yeah. But and the product, oh, man.
The weekend just gone, you were at the Wrestling Bears and Bands.
I was at NXT.
A Riptide. Were you at Riptide Wrestling?
No. I overslept. I came back the day before from Spain and I overslept. But I big up Josh because I heard
it was a
success. He did a good...
Talk to Roy Johnson. He said he loved it.
It's dope, man.
Apparently, Willow Spray's match was dope.
Yes, yeah, his first one.
So, big up Josh Bevan, man. Yeah. Congratulations, brother. Many power to you. He was a guest on the show before when we'll continue to support what you're doing, bro. Well done.
Man.
And you were at NXT UK?
I was good, man.
Yeah? Was it just a house show, though? Was it? It wasn't a taping, was
nah,
it?
No, house show.
It wasn't like an NXT taping?
No. But I don't know who the ring announcer was, but Jesus.
She's like a Latino thing.
Yeah, she's nice, bro.
Nice.
Proper
she
nice.
Better than JoJo?
Yeah, I thought I was Bray, man. I don't want to speak on her and then the lights go out. And then,
you know there's I mean? One thing I wanted to say last week on this. So what does Bray Wyatt say to JoJo when he's texting her?
It sounds like a terrible joke.
When he's texting her outdoors, yeah? Mm-hmm. But he's not knocking on the door on it because he doesn't want to wake up. It's bare late. He doesn't want to knock on the door, but he's texting her. What does he say on the text?
Follow the buzzard.
I'm here. Come on!
That's terrible.
Anyway.
That is awful, but yeah.
Should we start with some news?
Yeah.
PJ Black, a.k.a. Justin Gabriel, has injured himself quite severely. Apparently, it might be career-threatening.
Oh, that's a shame.
He did some base jumping and crashed into a building and lost a finger and needed some plates put in his leg. So I think his career might be...
Where was he?
Damn.
Is he in Japan?
He was in Lucha Underground at the moment.
And what was he doing?
Base jumping.
What's that?
It's kind of like another version of... It's kind of like a more extreme version of bungee jumping, isn't it?
Is it base jumping like... what's that stuff that people jump off the walls and all that?
Oh, I guess it's that, yeah.
It might be, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that's what it is.
Oh, well.
Like parkour.
Yeah, like parkour.
Base jumping. That sounds like something Rick Swann does to the ring.
This is mad.
I think, I mean,
well, good luck to him. I hope he's nothing.
Yeah, man.
I liked him like when he was in the Nexus, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just always felt like he lacked personality.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But he was like, his ability, he was sick.
Yeah, very athletic. I think WWE wanted to bring, WWE apparently wanted to bring him back to 205 Live, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, he's too big for
hashtag
that,
save 205.
I mean, yeah, 205 Live. I mean, nobody's watching that. Nobody's definitely not watching that.
Why are they doing this? Anyways, we're going to get into this. Carry on with the news, okay, though, man.
Shelton Benjamin has reopened talks with WWE.
Oi, oi.
So he might be coming back.
Until he comes
Why
back,
do the talks have to be reopened? I thought they already signed him.
This is the question that I have as well. The last time he was
signed,
it was pictured that he was going to be on SmackDown. Yeah. I don't care that he's having more talks.
Bring him into SmackDown.
Just bring him in there. Yeah. We know where he's going. We know what's going on.
How would you book Shelton Benjamin in 2017?
I would have made him win the Money in the Bank.
Nah, that's too similar to the Hardy return.
So?
Do you think he needs a manager? Because you know he was never really one for charisma. Athleticism all day.
You know what it would be interesting if the guy that was texting Kurt Angle and Corey, it was him.
Do like a big boy storyline with him.
It could still happen.
Yeah.
But you think he can carry? Do you think he can carry a storyline like that? I don't think he can.
Yeah,
it's been some years, you know.
Do you know what?
He's gone off, had experience in the independents, and yeah, man, he could do it.
And the thing is, people say that he didn't really have charisma, but I remember him having charisma.
Do you not remember that super kick he took from Shawn Michaels?
That was sick.
That's not
nothing. No, the best super kick ever.
That's nothing to do with charisma.
I was talking about charisma, man. I remember
that's charisma, man. That's a squeeze of charisma, man. That's a squeeze, man.
Rival, you're too funny. Rival is too funny.
Even that's the stupid shit with his mum was funny.
No, it was. I hated that.
It was.
I hated that.
Nah, it was.
They were burying him there.
Nah.
They bury all funny. Black people.
There was one promo he did where he had quite funny. And I remember, you know, it was always a funny situation with my brother Andres. Big up K-Night 13. Because we grew up being wrestling fans, and then he came off it, right? And he will come back now and then to see certain things because he knows I'll be watching it. So he enjoyed. So one time he came back to watch the Benoit victory in WrestleMania 20. So that made his day, right?
That was a good victory.
Yeah, but then he will come back and see things that will never help my cause of why I'm a wrestling fan. He'll come back and see someone like Brodus Clay dancing with the Big Mamas and say, "What the hell are you still watching this for?" And then there was one instance where he came back and he loved Shelton, didn't it? And he saw Shelton doing a promo, and I think this was Shelton was in the ECW stint, or maybe just coming back, or maybe back on Raw after the ECW stint. And he was like, "I know why I'm not getting pushed here. I know why I'm not getting used in the WWE. It's because I'm black." So I just saw that. He was like, nah, I'm leaving. I'm going. This is so funny. But that was actually a quite charismatic promo by Shelton.
Yeah.
So he probably does a little bit, but I don't think to carry a big boy storyline on Raw.
I reckon he can do it. Yeah.
Oh, and good news. Maro and Naro is back.
Yes, man.
NXT.
He's back in NXT. I said, I didn't know this. I just know about him calling the Conor.
He's calling Conor McGregor and
Mayweather, which is a
but now NXT has signed him. He's back.
That's it.
JBL's got the Birdman hands. He's waiting.
Go on.
Huh? JBL's waiting for him still.
You think so?
Nah.
They're going to have some words, man. They're definitely going to have some words.
At some point, that'll be 100%, surely,
man.
Surely.
Should we get into Money in the Bank? Am I missing anything else?
No, let's go.
Money in the Bank was in St. Louis this weekend.
The dirty.
Before we start off with a little review of each match, Rival, did you enjoy Money in the Bank this weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
A nice longer episode of SmackDown.
It wasn't good.
SmackDown with ladders?
Nah. Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't good.
SmackDown episode with Lados?
It wasn't a good pay-per-view. It was a very bad pay-per-view.
Name the last time you actually enjoyed a WWE pay-per-view.
No, there's been a couple recently that I've
enjoyed. They come so damn quick.
Everybody enjoyed WrestleMania.
Yeah, but when was that? How many pay-per-views have been since then?
Probably about 4 or 5.
That's crazy. That's crazy when you think about it.
I thought Money in the Bank was terrible. I think the main Money in the Bank match was sick.
Yeah, of course, but that was
the only thing I enjoyed.
But I think we all came for that anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, given like Sasha and Charlotte's recent success with like their matches, the Money in the Bank ladder match sounds great to have females do it and whatnot. But the roster of females that are in that match is not strong enough to hold a good match, regardless of Ellsworth winning the actual thing in the first place. But it's just there's not enough character building for that match to be great, because I don't think people know enough about each character other than Charlotte.
Okay. I agree with you, but I do want to say I feel like they did a lot. Like they went up, they went above and beyond, to prove that they can put on a good lanyard. Like I hated the ending. I thought the ending was entertaining.
Okay.
But I just thought, come on, man.
So we're going straight into the women's match. We're not going to talk about the Hype Bros versus the Colognes.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No,
we're not. So we'll go back to what you were saying next.
And I know I said this last week, that heel turn's coming.
What heel turn? Zach.
I think Zach's gonna.
I think it should be Mojo though.
Maybe one or the other, but is that heel turn probably gonna happen next week?
Who cares?
Yeah, for real.
Who cares? So, Mojo Rawley, Andre the Giant Memorial winner.
Nah, do you know what? Zach's gonna go.
Yeah, Zach's gonna turn.
Because they're too invested in this Mojo Hype Bros.
And they've got this Mojo. They've got him speaking. We need to already.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to do a list of how many baby faces versus heels there are in wrestling right now. There's a mad mismanagement.
Do you want to hear something? There's only one face
champion.
He's a champion.
There's only one face champion.
A WWE right now.
That's awful. Everyone's heel.
Only one face, everyone's heel.
How can everyone be heel?
On all three
brands.
On all three brands, there's only one face champion. Naomi. Not even the biggest face out there. Like, Naomi's the only face champion.
Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Is UK champion. Bobby Roode, NXT champion. Brock Lesnar, Universal champion.
Cesaro.
Cesaro, tag team champions.
Usos
are tag team champions.
The Miz
is Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is United States.
Damn, man.
Neville's the cruiserweight.
Neville's doing. He's the best heel for me right now.
No faces.
That's bad.
Yeah, it is.
And Naomi's about to lose next week. We'll get there in a minute.
No, she loses the title.
So you didn't like the ending?
I thought the ending, like, I loved that the crowd were going mad for Ellsworth with the yes chance. It's funny though, because the crowd are all telling him to do it, and now everybody's pissed off. Which doesn't really make any sense. But I did think like, unless you're gonna have Daniel Bryan come out during the match and say no, restart the match, there was no point in saving it till Tuesday. I think.
I see what the big deal is.
The problem is this, and the reason why this is happening.
Carmella.
It's the
best thing for Carmella.
But make her win in a way that Ellsworth helped her up the ladder to get it.
Rhino and Edge and Christian.
Or he's holding the ladder, or he's fighting off everybody. Like, do something like that. Like, him going up there, getting the thing, and giving it to her, that cheapens the match.
Well, this is the thing, though, and the reason why WWE have to do this. The ratings are low. We need to see a rematch right now to want to watch SmackDown.
Maybe.
It's a good show.
How else are you going to watch SmackDown?
I still think Carmella's going
to
win.
Yeah, but I want her to win. I'm all for having a rematch. Me too. Carmella, but it has to go to the right person.
Right decision to make her to win.
This Money in the Bank this year, it has to be about opportunity. And SmackDown have to, if they're going to run with this Land of Opportunity slogan, they have to give it to people that are more, that they deserve it. Jinder Mahal is doing a great job as WWE champion. As much as I don't want to admit that. Carmella needs this, something to happen for people to be like, to give a damn. Like, she don't even need Ellsworth at this point, but we need to see her take something. Baron needs this. Like, he's won Andre the Giant and nothing has happened since when he won it. And now Mojo's in that same position. Like.
All right.
I'm all for it, man. I'm all for a rematch.
I like the rematch, but I just don't like the ending.
The ending was terrible. The ending was terrible. Ellsworth should not have won the first one.
No.
Okay.
Or do something dumb where Ellsworth can actually
have him win. Go through a table. Why not have him go through a table?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if it was the second or third one, cool. But let's have the first one be like an actual ladder match. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I see the points you're making. I see what you're saying. I can understand some frustration. I just feel like that was the ending I called ages ago. I called that Ellsworth will get the briefcase for her.
Yeah. You know, wouldn't be WWE if it weren't sexist, man. Yeah.
The New Day versus the Usos. Now, this was probably the best. Well, this and the main event, probably the best match of the card.
Match. Usos really are doing match. A real good job as tag champions. Right?
Amazing. The back and forth, the near falls, the fact that both team had each other's number.
Yeah.
You can never call who. There were so many. The near falls were mad. Because they kept it so close to the freak out. that I fought three times New Day became the champions. Yeah, three times. Yeah, I'm only the champions. What?
Did a lot. It was sick. It was sick.
By the way, I put a bet down. I got everyone right.
Did you make money?
£20.
Every single one right?
Mm. I do want the Usos to beat New Day in this whole rivalry, though. Mm. I don't want New Day to
win it yet.
Not off of Usos, anyway. I think Usos need a good run.
I agree.
They won't get it, but you know.
I do like the faith drop. What's it called? The trust drop. That this new thing that Kofi doing where he just flies in the air, arms out.
Yeah, and he falls back.
Yeah, that's
sick. Naomi versus Lana. I have no words.
This was terrible.
She's getting there, man. Give her some time, man. She looked nice, man.
But you know what? Naomi wasn't good either. Naomi weren't good in this match
either.
Come on,
dog.
Don't get twisted.
Hey, come on. We need this. We need this right now.
But Naomi wasn't good in this match either.
I didn't say... Did I say anything about Lana?
Okay, exactly.
I just said I have no words.
And I feel like everybody expected Naomi to carry Lana through the match, but she wasn't good either.
This felt to me... Because you know Naomi and Lana are really good friends in real life. They're really close. So this felt like to me that them two were probably having a little scrap in the performance center. And someone was like...
This looks good.
This is great. Lana! Put her in the ring. And then it's just there was no chemistry.
It was so bad.
Like Lana did a great sit-down spine buster on the Raw, on the SmackDown before. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Now?
Nah. I mean, should we just move on? Move on to actually no. Let's
go Naomi
to,
won. Let's move on.
Yeah, no. Let's Naomi move on. Won. Naomi won. A little help from Carmella, but hey. And I did feel like Carmella should. I got excited about that when Carmella turned up.
No.
Do you know what? If she had turned it into a freeway,
nah,
and would have won.
Carmella, that would be dumb for her. Nah. Cause she ain't gonna win that.
They need to do a big boy cash in for her. Like something memorable.
It needs to be Naomi versus Charlotte.
And then
Charlotte wins.
And then Carmella cash.
Boom.
Yeah, that's how they should do
it. That's it. That's a good
idea. With Ellsworth dressed as Ric Flair.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Jinder Mahal versus...
Don't hinder Jinder.
Yeah, this match is actually decent.
That's my guy now, yeah, man. Jinder's my guy now, man.
Jinder's best match.
I'm coming around to him.
Okay.
He doesn't sell the RKO.
It's too hench.
He accepts it, yeah. I don't even know if he had one in this match. I'm just thinking about how I've seen it recently, yeah. He accept like he takes it like a stunner on his knees.
Oh yes.
And it loses the effect. I think Randy should have a word with him. Other than that, I thought it was a good match.
That Singh brothers getting beat up.
It's gotta stop now, man.
I kinda felt the Singh brothers should have got a punch in on Cowboy Bob Orton and
yeah,
a bit more physical.
Why not?
You can't have a like all the all stars. I mean, like all the Hall of Fame is there, and no one throws a swing.
That's what I'm saying. The Singh brothers should have punched, you know, Baron Von Raski, punch Greg Vanya, Sergeant Slaughter.
Rick looks like he's just ready to wrestle at any moment.
Rick wanted it. Rick would have bladed for them.
He's actually ready to wrestle. Like
Larry the Axe Henning, you know, he should beat them all up.
He should be all right.
And then Orton mashes them up through the announce tables.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Jinder gets the pin. But anyway, Jinder retains the title. And I'm assuming they might do a Jinder versus Cena match. And I still think if they do a Jinder versus Cena match, Jinder will still go over.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, this whole Cena being a 3D agent thing, I think, speaks volumes to me at the moment.
Exactly.
So I can't imagine. I don't even feel like Cena's going to be on SmackDown tomorrow.
Have we ever seen anything like this in wrestling before?
What is 3D agents? No.
This is mad.
Oh, the Undertaker was a free agent.
Was he?
Yeah, he could be on any show.
They didn't really announce that, though.
I think they did.
Yeah, they did.
So what, Undertaker and John Cena are the only two free agents? Mm. And they've never had a match. Amazing.
I mean, they had a match in Vengeance in 2000.
Don't count.
Three.
Don't count.
Okay, now, the Fashion Police Fashion Files video with the Miami Vice was hilarious.
Very funny.
They're good, man. Who's writing that for them?
I think it's them. The little cameo property of Paul Lee with the phone, the mobile phone, but the Coliseum reference, the VHS. But when they put on the VHS video and then you see this tag team that looks exactly like Ascension, and they were like, oh, I wonder who this tag team is.
Right, they come out,
and then it was fucking Ascension.
Yeah.
Barry.
Rival. What would you do with Ascension if you had the padded pen to book? SmackDown.
Oh, they're going back to NXT.
That's what you do.
Yeah. It's the right thing to do. Because you can write a storyline for them to end up back in NXT.
I think they need to be...
Have forfeit matches of people that have to go to NXT.
They need to be the muscle tag team of a bigger star.
Now, there's strong rumours that Triple H and Vince hasn't been getting along. And there's rumours that Triple H has been upset with how Vince has been booking a lot of the talent that Triple H gets ready for NXT, from NXT. And I'm assuming Ascension might be in that list.
With you, let's just think about the success rate of people that have come from NXT.
That's true.
Let's just think about the success rate, yeah? Bo Dallas.
No, nope.
Exactly.
He's back with Curtis.
Yeah, we'll get
yeah,
it.
But
we'll get
to like, Bo Dallas was a former NXT champion.
Yep.
Dead now. Apollo Crews.
Oh, he might be on the...
Hey, man, he's part of the Titus,
like
brand.
It or not,
put
Baron
some respect
Corbin,
on the Titus,
Baron Corbin,
you know what I mean?
Has not fulfilled his potential at all.
Where's American Alpha?
American Alpha, dead.
One of them just had a tag US championship.
The success rate from
Ace is right.
From NXT.
It's bad. It is bad.
Like,
is
only bad. Like people that are when you talk about, like, obviously, like, The Shield.
Only wrestlers is build a name from them from
independent.
Doing well.
Exactly. Because you look at Seth Rollins.
What's the NXT wrestler
that's come from NXT?
Scratch,
that's gone.
That's made it.
Sasha, maybe.
Okay, maybe so.
Sasha.
Sasha had she had independence.
What about Bayley?
What about Alexa?
Bayley, yeah, maybe Bayley.
Alexa?
But has Bayley made it?
No, nah, yeah, because Bayley's flopping at
the
moment.
Look at the way they're booking Bayley.
Yeah, it's true.
Alexa, great shout.
Yeah,
Alexa.
But even Alexa's not gone. Alexa's not looked at like Charlotte.
No, but she's
people
done,
like
she's
her,
done more than Charlotte.
But she's not huge.
So I guess Charlotte's the answer.
Charlotte is
the
superstar.
So Charlotte's
Alexa's like growing.
So Charlotte's the
Alexa
answer.
On the boards, on the boards though.
Charlotte's the answer.
Raw and SmackDown multiple times.
But,
but it's different though, because Charlotte's the daughter of Ric Flair. So
she's the daughter of Ric Flair.
No offense to
and
her,
two, but the pool is smaller. Yeah. You can be the biggest female wrestler because there's a small pool. Sure. I'm talking about who has come from NXT, is a creation of WWE, and gone.
Alexa.
No one.
Just Alexa, man.
But she's not gone yet, though. She's doing good work, but she's not like super
she's
over.
She's head honcho on Raw. I'd say the female talent now.
Maybe Alexa then. That's the
because they swapped
even
her
if
for Charlotte.
I still feel like it's easier for a woman.
Yeah, that's true. It's not good, man.
All these stars that we saw in NXT that we thought were going to be sick on the main roster, you used to talk about American Alpha all the time.
Yeah, I used to gas about them.
Dead now, dead.
Yeah. But then Ascension you have to also came, remember, yeah.
Dead. Friggin' your guys, the other... what are they called again? Fucking... Oh my God!
Revival.
No. That tag team that were dead. And you said that you thought they were going to be...
Villains.
The Ford Villains. What happened to...
Wow.
NXT is... Know what? Stay in NXT.
Guy on the main roster. Just finish
just
them,
in, just stay in NXT,
up,
bro.
And
look, my man's not really doing much. When's the last time you saw The Perfect Ten on TV?
Oh, Ty. Man.
Exactly.
Just stay in NXT. You're big there. There's no point. Sometimes it's not. I'm going to make a massive statement, yeah? And I feel like people are going to get at me for this, yeah? Shinsuke is not going to work on SmackDown or Raw. He's sick in NXT. He's weird, yeah? Because he's like bigger than NXT, but he's not big enough for WWE, but more main roster. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's what I'm going to say.
You're breaking my heart, man.
Am I lying?
Is Finn going to work?
No, Finn's not working.
Yeah, Finn's not working.
It's not working. All he's got is a sick theme tune.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Yeah. Where does Finn fit in Raw, on Raw
I don't know.
For you?
That's a good
Where does Shinsuke fit in on SmackDown for you?
They're going to probably do him in AJ, aren't they?
He cannot talk right now, you know.
Right now?
Proper English.
Yeah, no, he can't.
How are you going to work?
It's not
How's
working.
It work?
It's not going to work.
I wouldn't, in my opinion.
Apollo Crews might get saved.
I wouldn't book him
Apollo
to talk.
Apollo Crews what? Might get saved.
Yeah, if you got that. Apollo Crews.
I wouldn't book Shinsuke to talk though.
But
I wouldn't book
you
him.
You have to talk.
Fam.
You kind of have to
talk. Everyone has to talk.
Name someone that hasn't spoke yet and it's worked.
What, in wrestling?
On main roster, you have
Who's
to
never, like, actually said dialogue.
Go on.
Kane.
Undertaker.
It's Kane!
Undertaker didn't talk for time.
It's Kane!
Kane didn't talk for ages.
How long?
ages. Bro, and he had the thing on
his neck. Forgetting that? Are we forgetting? That was
it. My name is Kane. And I am a Rudy Pooh.
Well, Undertaker didn't talk for time. Undertaker didn't talk for ages.
How long?
All Undertaker said was rest in peace. Paul Bearer did the talking for him.
He did all the talking. So you think Shinsuke
should have... Shinsuke, some badass Yakuza manager. Man who speaks perfect English.
Slick. Let's get slick.
What match has Shinsuke had on SmackDown that you enjoyed?
Dolph Ziggler
match. That was good.
Which one?
Both of them have been good.
Yeah.
The pay-per-view you enjoyed it? The one this week was really good.
I hear what Rival's saying.
This is the thing,
to Shinsuke's standards, it's not.
This is the thing, though.
It wasn't levels.
It is hard for wrestlers on the main roster to have a match with Shinsuke and his fighting style and make it work week in, week out. NXT works because he's the man over there.
Yes, he's huge. For
them wrestlers are trying to get on.
It's a wrestling show as well. If you think about it, he's more of a wrestling
Shinsuke,
show.
Shinsuke can do on the main roster isn't...
I mean, he's the king. He's the king of strong style in NXT. In SmackDown, he's the artist.
Nah, it's dead. It's dead.
All right. Well,
it's not gonna work. Anyway. This is a good theory, though, man. I just feel like they should maybe like not look at NXT as oh we're coming up. Like, just keep it as its own brand. Like, just,
that's what I said. Like, I've been saying it for a while.
Like, I don't feel like people should be like promoted necessarily. It should just be like an equal playing field. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baron Corbin, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. Probably, arguably the best match of the night, right?
It was sick, man.
Great match.
Kevin Owens got fucked up, where?
Kevin Owens took some really nasty bumps.
Sick bumps, where? Yeah,
he did.
He took some sick bumps.
The fireman's carry into the ladder.
Oh, that was wild.
Why didn't they just set up a rivalry from Money in the Bank going into SmackDown for someone to go for the US title?
Who would you have?
I'd have AJ Styles Owens.
I think Kevin Owens is going to be doing his open challenges now.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm not really bothered is because we saw John Cena do it already. Yeah. It's not an original idea.
No.
And I don't think that we should use the US title as an open challenge. Like, you can't win the title and now everyone else can just have a title shot.
Mm.
Whenever you... It's not realistic.
Mm.
I get the angle, but it's not realistic.
But what do you think of the match?
I thought the match was amazing. I'm not going to lie. Definitely one of my favourite ladder matches.
And are you happy that Baron Corbin won?
No.
Rival?
Yes.
I am.
Why?
I think
he's the man.
I think you have to elevate somebody from Money Bank.
He needs it.
AJ doesn't need it. Kevin doesn't need it. Does Zayn kind of a little bit probably needed it.
Let me ask you this question.
Ziggler doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Nakamura doesn't
Ziggler
need it.
Ziggler deserves to win it more than Baron Corbin. But let me just ask you this question.
Ace.
I know. I'm dead serious.
Ace, you were there when Ziggler cashed in.
Right, shut up. Listen,
not having that moment again.
He will have it one more time.
He's still holding on to this. He will
have his moment.
We started kicking at the end of 2015, you know.
I know.
You've been saying this since then.
I love him. Leave me alone. Anyway, Ziggler. Pause. Anyway, listen. Is Baron Corbin ready to be a champion?
Not now. Yes. He's going to have the Money in the Bank briefcase for a year until he is ready.
So you think he's just going to hold it for a whole year?
Yes.
He's going to cash it in the next 6 weeks. I'm telling you that from now.
Nah.
He will. Nah. He might cash it in at SummerSlam.
Nah.
Rival, I agree with Rival. He's not.
So when is he going to cash it in?
He's going to cash it in maybe at the end of the year.
We're going to forget. We're going to forget.
Yeah, he's got it.
And do you think that in 6 months, he'll be ready to be the WWE champion.
No.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter.
No.
Jinder Mahal was never ready to be WWE champion. What are you talking about, Ace? Fam, can you not see miracles can happen, fam? Overnight, fam.
Jinder was ready.
Get veins and all sorts, fam. Baron could be champion whenever the time is right, fam.
I think, trust me, fam. I think Sami Zayn should have won.
Okay.
He's not ready to be no damn champion, fam. He is, man. Nowhere,
it's
fam.
It's a sick story.
He needs to go for the US title.
Yeah, I think so.
He should not be going for world championships. Come on, man.
Not yet.
Has Sami Zayn had a singles title yet?
No.
Not one?
No.
Was he NXT champion?
He was NXT champion, yeah. One thing I forgot to mention, the debut of Mike Bennett and Marie Kanellis. And I did say they were going to debut in Money in the Bank, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
But I, obviously I was wrong about them winning the Money in the Bank. But
yeah.
Or I thought Maria would have debuted and I thought Maria would have been part of the match. The women's match. But great theme song. I guess their couple is the storyline is the couple counselling kind of group.
Yeah, but Badman don't take his wife's surname.
But that's what's so good about it. That it's such a heel move.
It's foolishness.
Have you seen Madman's a good wrestler, you know?
Yeah, but you don't take your wife's last name. We don't promote that.
He's a bit mad.
Where were they on SmackDown?
Huh? Why? Like 1 week, you come out. This.
Where were they on SmackDown?
It's inconsistent, man.
Should we go back?
I think SmackDown is another hour. I'm dead serious. They should just.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have talking smack if it wasn't about.
True. Yeah, but then we.
Or 205. You know.
We don't need 205.
Get rid of 205.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about Raw?
Let's do it.
How did it start? Some, was Brock Lesnar come out?
No.
Roman Reigns come out.
Yes.
Cut a really heel
promo. Cut a promo 8 weeks.
A great promo.
Before
man.
SummerSlam.
It's a great promo.
8 weeks. Are you taking that's fam? That's a summer and 2 weeks away, fam.
Oh, talking about Joe and Reigns. Or bro. Wins.
But bro, come on, man. We can build up to that. Just relax. Go handle Strowman. Yeah, and just relax. We don't need to know what you're gonna do 8 weeks. 8 weeks, fam.
I agree.
When have you ever heard a promo of that that caliber, fam?
It's not WrestleMania.
He's not talking about WrestleMania. and hopes of WrestleMania.
I challenge you to a match.
He's telling you, lot are gonna have a match, and I'm just gonna come in after with the squeeze, like, bro. It's cool, man. Cool. We'll wait until then. We'll see what happens. See how things turn out. Let's wait at least a month.
Yeah, man.
Crazy, man. Big cast, though, man.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that, man. That, we've been waiting for it to happen.
Yes.
Should we talk about that now?
Yeah, let's get into it. I think the most juiciest subject to talk about.
Right. All right, before we talk about that.
Let's finish the Reigns. So Reigns called out Samoa Joe.
We got to talk about the fact that the man beast is back.
Okay. I'm not finished with you.
So Reigns called out Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Joe accepted the challenge for them to have a match on Raw later in the night. It was a really good match as well, the Reigns and Joe match. Really good. Dope back and forth match. And in between, while Reigns is ready to give him the spear or the Superman punch or whatever he was going to do, you always hear with deed, deed.
Ambulance.
Deed. Ambulance backing up. And the doors just bust wide open. And the crowd was going, Strowman is back.
Strowman is back.
Is Strowman a face?
Kinda.
He's playing up to the crowd a lot.
He doesn't cuss the crowd ever.
I think it is because he's beating up Roman Reigns that the crowd are loving him.
Of course they are.
Still to this day, the funniest ever episode of Raw was
when he kept sacking him, fam.
I was crying.
It's become his slogan now.
That is so
it's
funny.
His slogan.
And he pushed the ambulance over.
The crowd went mad. Every time he came back, the crowd was going nuts.
Loud pops.
Nah, that to this day showed me the hate for Roman Reigns.
I'm not finished with you.
So it's going to be Strowman and Reigns, Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah, that's I like that, man. Mm. How do we?
Who's going to win?
Yeah, who's going
to
win?
Has to be Reigns.
Can't, huh? Why? He just beat
what
him
did
last
you say?
Time.
Has to be Reigns.
Why?
He just beat him.
It doesn't have to be Reigns.
In their last encounter, Reigns beat him.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Reigns lost.
No, he didn't.
Reigns lost. No. Reigns attacked him on Raw the next day and broke his arm. Reigns lost to Strowman in the pay-per-view match.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, you know.
What pay-per-view was that?
Fastlane.
Fastlane,
yeah. I think you're right. I think you're wrong, bro.
Strowman won the first one.
Strowman won, and then he attacked.
What was the first one?
I can't remember what the pay-per-view was, but he won that one, and then at Fastlane, Roman won that one. Everyone checking their phones.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Hey, man. Don't doubt the wizard, man.
The wizard.
Yeah, you're right. Strowman. So Reigns defeated Strowman at Fastlane. So Kevin Owens wrestled. Hold on. Fastlane was before WrestleMania. That was before WrestleMania. So Reigns won the first one.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
And yes. Who won the last one?
So after WrestleMania, what was the pay-per-view?
No idea. Payback.
Payback. So, Strowman and that's won. When Strowman won.
Yeah, payback.
So that's after Fastlane. Fastlane was before WrestleMania. So yeah. I was right. The last one, Strowman won.
So Reigns has to win now.
No,
no.
Reigns won the last one.
No.
See when, see listen. When, see when thing was.
No, rival. Fastlane was before Mania, okay? Because the main event of Fastlane was Kevin Owens versus Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Goldberg lost the Universal title to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. So Reigns defeated Braun Strowman at Fastlane. And then at Payback, after WrestleMania, Reigns defeated... I mean, Strowman defeated Reigns. And then on Raw the next night, that's when Reigns attacked Strowman with a steel chair and broke his arm.
In London.
In London.
Anyway, I still think Braun Strowman will win. Like, why bring him back to lose?
Nah, I think Reigns is the win. Reigns has been jobbing a lot recently.
Good. He deserves it. Next match.
They're going to turn him heel anyway with that promo, isn't it?
Yeah, for real. It's my yard.
Yeah. Hardy's Cesaro.
Why are we still doing this?
Yeah, me too. That's what I want to know.
It's, I don't care.
Move on.
Yes, please.
Goldust R-Truth.
I'm slightly excited.
Why?
I like it.
Yeah, I like the promo runs. I'm looking forward to it, man.
But what's it gonna? What's it gonna?
Who you got winning?
Has to be Goldust.
Gold, yeah. Has to
Why?
Because he's a legend.
Truth needs this, man.
What is wrong with you?
Elias Samson versus Finn Balor. Nah, anybody cares? Nah. Anybody cares?
Nah.
Hey, guys! Nah, does anybody care?
No one cares.
Right. Elias Samson, does anybody care?
It's sad, man.
Should we just go straight into
it? Can I just say that's another one from NXT that didn't work?
No. Anyway, Titus Brand, Keira Tozawa.
I'm for it.
Defeated somebody.
TJP.
No, TJP defeated Tozawa, didn't he?
I can't remember. No.
No, no, no. Tozawa won with the Senton Splash. And then obviously, Titus is saying he's going to be part of the Titus brand.
Yeah.
And then Neville's like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go to it. Let's go to the thing you want to talk about. I mean, we don't want to talk. I mean, all right, we got Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt.
So?
Yeah. Man, Raw, man.
What do you think about Seth Rollins on the front of 2K18?
I love the advert.
The advert's sick, but I think it's... Don't you think it's ready? Nah, it's good. It's,
why?
It's, you know what? It's good, but it's semi-disrespectful.
It's mad disrespectful.
I mean, he's knocking over advert. The memorabilia.
Yeah. Damn! Legendary memorabilia, you know. I don't rate that.
Do you want to talk about Alexa Bliss and Mickie James? And
no.
Do we?
No. But what was good, though, was Miz's segment with Maryse.
Okay, yeah, that was fun. Good. That was
every
fun.
Miz and Maryse segment is great.
Yeah, and he was trying to make it up to her. He spoke to because Bo Dallas didn't Bo Dallas have a match with Finn Balor?
Yeah,
so he's looking very much like a Wyatt.
Yeah, they need to hurry it up.
Why don't they do that?
They need to hurry up.
But instead of doing that, they've decided to have Miz talk to Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas backstage about how their career has gone downhill, and if he joins them, he could bring them up.
Mm.
And now they're going to be called the Entourage.
Yeah.
And they helped Miz beat up Dean Ambrose after a very funny segment with Miz trying to repairing the grandfather clock that he broke a couple weeks ago.
Very funny.
Nearly had Maryse back, but then Dean Ambrose ruined it, but then he got beat up. And Miz has got a new crew called the Entourage. Rival, do you feel... This new faction called the Entourage.
Why is Bo Dallas not in the Wyatt family?
Yeah.
The Entourage. It's going to work.
I think it is.
It's actually going to work.
Yeah, I think it is.
But the problem is, what do you do after the Entourage? It's not going to last. So then what happens to their careers after?
I say keep them in the group for a while, man. I think get them the tag titles. I think it would be sick if they all got gold.
Yeah.
It would just like, it will make the Miz look stronger. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I think so.
So, yeah, I think they should stay together. I think it can work.
Okay. And we're not going to talk about Sheamus and Cesaro versus Apollo Crews and Taos.
No. Why did, well, anyway, why was that a thing?
Yeah.
Weird.
Now Jack defeated Sasha Banks. Okay. Kurt Angle cracks the case. Well, or did he really? Because I don't think he cracked anything really. Angle introduced Enzo and Cass, who performed their normal introduction, My Name. It's Enzo Omori. It's quite sad, though, for the fact that this is the last promo of My Name, Enzo, and this right here is Big Cass, who's 7 foot tall. You would think it would come with something memorable, right?
Right.
Something
you know,
yeah,
something great. But that didn't happen.
Nope.
He then brought out the Revival and the Big Show. First up was Show, who flatly denied the attack, called them soft, called both Enzo and Cass soft, and threatened Big Cass. Show was so insulted that he was suggested to be the guy that attacked Enzo and Cass, but he always turns heel.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Yawn.
Okay. So he left the ring. He said he doesn't want to be on Raw anymore. So is that
Big Show going SmackDown?
Is he going SmackDown?
Good choice.
Good choice.
The Revival also claimed that they had solid alibis, which Angle supported. That led to Corey Graves to take the mic and announce from his position of the announce booth and claimed that Cass was lying about his injuries and then showed security footage after Cass already pleaded that he was innocent.
Mm.
And then it showed Cass laying down, pretending to be injured in the rubble, which you predicted, didn't you?
I did.
And I didn't think it would go that obvious.
It was very obvious.
And then when Enzo turned around to face Cass, then Cass hit him with the, "It was me, Enzo! It was me all along, Enzo!" But you know what it was? I kind of felt he should have said, "Dude, listen, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, so I did what I did." And then Enzo should have been like, "But why did you do that?" And then Cass should explode and be like, "Because you always hold me back!"
Yeah.
Should have been a bit more, listen, sorry for hitting you behind your back, but that was my, I wanted to just end it in that way where we could still be cool. But now that you know that I did it. I would say Cass's promo wasn't bad though.
Yeah, no, it was
alright. Like, you always hold me back. Yeah. And he's kind of right as well.
Yeah. They always lose because
it
ends
up. It would make sense why
Cass would be frustrated.
So that was a good heel too. And when you have somebody who's as tall as Cass and you've got charisma like Cass, you're gonna want to push him to the stars, right?
So do you think this is the end of Enzo?
No, Enzo's still going to have a little nice solo career.
How?
205?
He said he's too heavy for that, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he is.
That's what he claims to be, isn't he?
They mentioned the McGregor tweet, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was funny. Cass big booted him afterwards.
Yep. I like Cass.
I wanted to see if you were smart enough to realize what was going on around you.
Yeah, it wasn't a great... It was a good segment, but not a great.
Yeah.
So that was Raw.
All right, SmackDown.
Smack Dizzle.
From Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, don't you remember that open challenge?
Oh, yeah. Should we just go straight into that?
Rival,
what was your thoughts?
I liked it, man. Nice to finally use American Alpha for something, you know. They are there.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
I love the fact that Jason Jordan came out and was like, "Go get him, Chad!"
No reason at all.
Why are you coming out
there? Yeah, like,
man even got dressed for it and everything.
Yeah. It's a nice match. It's just that you just want to see more with American Alpha. I don't know if I wanted to see a solo match yet.
No, you're right. There was kind of no point to it. Yeah.
Carmella caught a great promo.
She did.
Cussing at her critics.
Yeah.
Saying how you guys don't complain when other people cheat to win it, but when the women does it, it's all
You think she's got.
She's good. Yeah, I think this is a big step for her.
There's hope.
Yeah, definitely. She's stepping up. Jimmy Uso took on Big E.
That was a decent match. It was a decent match. What is wrong with you, look? Are you just bored of them, like, doing the same matches over and over again?
So what's going to happen this Tuesday, I wonder? I wonder what's going to happen this Tuesday.
Oh, that sign was so funny. Oh my God. There were some nice quotes, though. He's got a big nightstick, and he ain't afraid to use it. That's because there was...
Wow. Who said that?
He said that Kofi said about Biggie being the... A warden? He ward? I can't remember what it was. They said he was.
That's funny.
Randy Orton interview saying that how he's going to be more malicious and angry.
I liked it. I believed him.
He said if the strategy was
you to believed make, him?
Yeah, I did.
If the strategy was to make it personal, then I'll say Mahal accomplished this mission. That's what Orton says.
You mean to tell me?
I don't care if it's, if I end his career. I don't care if I break the scrawny neck of the Singh brothers. Orton says he will hit every member of the Mahal family.
This is a funny line.
RKO.
Bad even said his grandma, you know.
But I swear, was the Mahal family in India, though?
Yeah, he said he will go to India.
Oh, to do that.
Yeah, how disrespectful that is.
Yeah, it is.
That's a long flight.
Yeah.
To deliver some RKOs. Questions.
Is he starting a whole new rivalry based off the Singh brothers going to talk to his dad?
Probably.
This is ridiculous. So he don't care about the title no more?
No.
He's lost two matches.
Yeah.
One more chance.
He's about to lose three.
And he's about to lose that. He's about to lose three. 3-0.
Ziggler versus Nakamura.
Good match.
Good match. That's all we have on that, really, right?
We've seen it already.
Yeah.
The same outcome.
Yeah. So Daniel Bryan addressed the situation with the Money in the Bank, saying it's... it was, you know, Ellsworth cheated to win, so he's organised the Money in the Bank rematch for next week on SmackDown.
Hey.
Yeah.
Reason to watch SmackDown.
Mahal versus Luke Harper.
Why?
Wow. Why did they do that?
What's going on with Luke Harper? No, seriously, what did they even do?
I have no idea. I mean, I know the vests are on sale.
I didn't mind the match, though. The match was actually decent.
Yo. He got not a title shot, but a match of the champ.
Yeah, he got a match of the champ.
Makes a difference from having to fight Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing with him.
No, I don't think they know what they're doing.
They have no idea what they're doing with him.
So what's next?
He's going to shave his beard.
Who? Luke Harper?
Yeah. I could see that happening.
I just feel there's so much talent right now. But they always seem to
fuck it up.
Have little massive creative laps and dips and.
It's not a great time. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think John Cena can save it. I think I don't know. I think we're at a point where it's getting all a bit too predictable.
Yeah.
And that's really disappointing. I don't know.
Have they screwed themselves with this roster split thing?
No, not yet. I think it's too early to say whether it's a failure or not.
I mean, I'm still enjoying some of the content, but it's just they need to. I don't know. It's hard, man. When you're producing shows weekly, it is quite hard. So. We're still with you, WWE.
What's going on in NXT?
I didn't get to see it last night, but yeah. So that's that.
Yeah.
Takeover Brooklyn. It's looking quite saucy. I know. I think Roderick Strong and Bobby Roode will happen at Takeover Brooklyn, I believe.
Okay.
And I guess Ember Moon will join. Oh, did you hear about Ruby Riott?
No.
She had a massive gash in her head in a Download Festival against Asuka.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Split open, blood everywhere.
Painful.
So I don't know if she's out of action and Ember Moon will. I mean, Ember Moon was going to be in the match anyway, but right. It might just be Ember Moon, Nikki Cross, and
Asuka.
Asuka instead.
Asuka. All right, cool. I think we can wrap up now. Rival.
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
What you saying, my bro?
What's going on with you?
Working, biscuits. Every single week, every Tuesday. 19 weeks now.
Wicked.
Still going, man.
So you make a track every week?
Yeah.
And it you just pull it out there?
Yeah, man. For free.
And how many of these are you going to do?
Oh, I'm doing the rest of the year.
So we like 300 tunes?
52. 52 weeks in a year.
So every week? Sorry. You can tell that I'm not really feeling.
You're tired.
Yeah, a different track every day. 52 songs.
Yeah.
Sick.
So we're at 19 now. Next week's going to be 20.
Well, that's pretty good. And yeah, man. Are you not going to retail this or put this out? Or?
No, it's free.
Nice. All right. So I'm going to download all your stuff.
Yeah, man.
And Skillet's got an album coming out.
Skillet Loves You. New album coming out next month.
Yes, and yes.
Album launch.
Back in the game.
It's announced the 20th of July. I am back in the game, my friend. And I've got a new video coming soon. And I'm currently shooting a video that's going to be out in the end of July. Or
you got to have a wrestling belt in it.
Well, I've done a wrestling video already.
No, this just the belt.
Oh, just the belt.
Yeah.
Well, we made belts in this video.
Yeah.
In the wrestling video that I did. If you've never seen my wrestling video, guys, for you wrestling fans, go on Skillet Music, SKILLIT Music YouTube channel. Check the video. Do you really want this? It's me as a one half of a tag team champions called the Negative Zone.
It's very funny.
It's good times.
It is very funny.
So I'm back with my craziness again.
He's back.
For a new album. So if you guys are interested in any of my music, just give me a shout and I'll let you know what's going on with the album launch.
You finished plugging, yeah?
Yeah, but I've never plugged on my show. It's true, we don't plug, so.
Yeah, you gotta be doing, man.
I've got something to come out, I'll plug it.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for coming, Rhymes.
No worries, man.
Ace,
yo.
The blockbuster, coming soon. Yeah,
eventually.
Save 205, man.
What are we doing Sunday?
We can do something.
Sunday, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, people. Peace.